traveling the world, searching for equestrians of all breeds. The journey starts now on the International Equine Network.
Good afternoon, equestrians. Scott Miller here, the founder of the International Equine Network. Got a lot of things to talk to you about today. We're going to talk about the Kentucky Derby. We're going to talk about the three new sponsors that we have for the programming here on International Equine Network. And we're also going to talk about coronavirus and the horse industry, you know, how that's affected us and everything. So we got a lot to talk about here today. One of the things that we're going to start off with is about the coronavirus. It seems to have dodged the horse industry to a certain extent. Most of the horse shows are going on, the rodeos, the equine sales, you know, that type of thing. So we're hoping that it's the protocol, you know, that they're doing, that's stopping it, you know, at the gate, as you might say. And we hope that, you know, that it is taking a downward trend as far as spreading the virus is concerned here, you know, in the horse industry. But everything's going good. Talked to a lot of our people that go out and show. They've been going over to Tampa and up north. And it's been really, you know, good for them. We've talked about the protocol, what they do and how they do it, you know, at the different shows. So we're falling in line with those protocols. And so it's working. The horse sales. The horse sales have really turned around. They're going a lot online, viral, virtual, you know, sales. They're still trying to figure it out, but it's working. People are buying horses, especially in Ireland. The horse sales in Ireland are really going good and throughout all of Europe, which is unbelievable. You know, I thought that they might be a little bit behind us here in the States, but it's not. They're pushing forward. And it's really, really working out good for them. Sales are good. Prices are up. Got a lot of horses, you know, involved. We got the Kalen sales coming up here in Lexington next month. And I think there was 4,127 horses, I believe, was the last count. So, you know, that's a lot of horses. And it's all going to be pretty much on the Internet. A lot of the owners and trainers are going out and looking at the horses at the different farms and locations. So, you know, it's working. And that's the great thing about the horse industry. No matter what we go through over the last God knows how many years, we've all survived. Because the horse is part of the American culture, part of the European culture. And, you know, we take care of that. Horse industry. The problem that we're having now is a lot of the trainers and owners that are, like, say, in Kentucky or New Jersey or you know, California, is getting back for the different horse shows, getting back for the, you know, the Kentucky Derby, that type of thing. You know, the jockeys had to be into Churchill last week if they were going to ride in the Kentucky Derby. And this year we only have two jockeys that have won the Kentucky Derby in past years. So, you know, they've all showed up. And so there's not going to be a lack of talent. There's not going to be a lack of quality of horses or trainers, you know, or people. They decided not to have patrons, have any fans go in because of the coronavirus. They just didn't want to risk it to, you know, put 15, 20,000 people, you know, in that area and take a chance of it. So they do that. So that's what we're looking at for Churchill. They've got a lot of programs. If you go to churchill.com, churchillbounce.com, a lot of suggestions on parties that they should have, that you could have, you know, the foods that you could have. You know, it's just unbelievable, all the things that you can do. Now, if you go to churchilldowns.com you can see the morning works. Today, for example, on IENTV.org, we put a link up there to show the Kentucky Derby works in the morning. And all these works happened this morning. They give you a good insight of what's coming up, what's going on. The Derby's literally, or the Oaks is a week from tomorrow, and the Derby's a week from Saturday. So, we're down to the finish line, so to speak. He's going to be running, with the trainers and doing to prep the horses for the last works for the Derby for the 146th Derby. It's a nice program in the morning, beautiful morning at Churchill this morning. Course conditions are fast, temperature is cloudy at 75 degrees. So, it's going to be a good day for working the horses. If you just go over to IENTV.org, we just started today the replay of it. It's about an hour and 10 minutes long. And, it's going to be good. They've got all the horses that have gone to the gate, which is another thing that we're going to talk about here at Churchill. Churchill has a new starting gate this year, and it's a 20-stall starting gate. And it's going to be a first time ever used for them. They won't have the auxiliary gate anymore. We're going to try to figure it all out and see what happens with it. It's just so much on here. Don't know which way to go. But horses running in the Kentucky Derby, the break from the new custom made 20 stall starting gate for the 146th edition of May. Now it's going to be September. Churchill Downs said they can figure the gate will eliminate the wide gap between post position 14 and the auxiliary gate post position 15. It's going to be better for the horse this year. The 14 horse starting gate was first used in 1942, and it lasted 22 years. A big change, to go to a different gate, for them. They came in 1942 and figured that it would be, last forever. But it did. Times have changed and they needed to do it. They're 65 feet wide and will fit comfortably in 120-foot space on the track for the Derby. We're looking at something that should give advantage to nobody. That's the best part about it. It's not going to give anybody an advantage. We're going to have a jockey's race now because everybody's literally breaking and together. That's what we're trying to let everybody know. We're sitting here looking at the Derby 12, as we call it, or the Derby does. And it hasn't changed a bit since last week. Everything's the same. Dr. Post has moved a little bit, which surprised me because I didn't think he was doing that good last week, but now he is doing it. And so, we're trying to figure out what's his angle going to be this year, Todd Pletcher. Todd Pletcher come there and done that with a super saver and the call of his dream. He knows how to get the horses there, that type of thing. So now, we're talking about the coronavirus. We've been talking about the starting gate. Talking about no fans. We're talking about when do the horses get there. Not all the horses are at Churchill yet. A lot of them are still on the way here, you might say. Some are in California, New York. That's the main group of them. So they'll be making their way into Churchill. So, now you're looking at the coronavirus. You're looking at a new starting gate, you're looking at weather, You're looking at the social issues that are being in Louisville. It's not good. There's been some disruptions of normal life there in Louisville, but it's all under control. Churchill has done their very best to make it safe for everybody, not only from the corona, but from everything else that's going on. So, you know, it should be a good derby this year. The starting gate, I really like, because everybody is brand new to it, and they all start at the same time, at the same point. So that's going to be interesting to watch. But like I said, if you go to IENTV.org, which is our website here at International Equine Network, you can see a video how they start horses in the starting gate. It's really a good video. It shows the horses in the gate, how the handlers handle them, who the handlers are, how long they've been doing it, you know. So it's something that I'm excited about, because I know a lot of those guys. And, you know, it takes you behind the scenes and really puts you in the saddle to come out of that gate. So, you know, that's great for what we're doing. And again, like I said, the websites are so important now into the horse business. Everything that we do now can be done from the farm, from the track, from an owner's home, from a groom's home. Everything can be done on the internet now. The only thing you can't do is you can't walk them, you can't bathe them, you can't ride them, you can't clean the stalls, you know, from the internet. And so that's what we're trying to tell everybody. Go to the websites. Get out there and take a trip some afternoon. Go to Santa Anita. Go to Gulfstream. Go to Canada, to Woodbine. Go to Hong Kong. You know, it's a great time, because most of the sites have virtual tours of the facility. And that's really, really nice when you can get in there and you can go into the barns and you can go to the clubhouse. And all it does is all it costs you is just a little bit of time. And it's any racetrack in the country, you know, here in the state. And it's pretty much any racetrack in the world. So you can see how everything, you know, is all the same. It's just a different language pretty much. And, you know, that's what we're suggesting that you do. And not only that, when the virus is over, you know, I'll find a track to go to, you know, and go visit and have lunch. You know, just spend one day. That's all it takes, just one day out of your time and see what it's like. And the other thing is, too, is that the virtual tours are now popping up everywhere over a lot of the farms here in the States and across Europe. And it's really nice, because it takes you right to the farm, and, you know, you see how people live, how the horses are trained, and how they work with them. And, you know, it's very educational. It's very entertaining. And as my dad always say, it's a good way to waste about 30 minutes of your time if you got nothing to do. And, but it's really not a waste. It's pretty good. Well, like I said earlier, we'll start with some new sponsors. I'm very thankful to these sponsors, because they made a big difference in the things that I'm doing in the horse business. And one of the places that we're going to talk about right now is Sunshine Meadows Equestrian Village. It's 175 acres here in Delray Beach, Florida, South Florida. It's a multi-breed farm. We have standard bred horses, we have riding horses, and we have show horses here at Sunshine Meadows Equestrian Village. It's a beautiful facility. We've got a 5/8 mile sand track for the standard bred. We've got a mile track, limestone track for the standard bred. We've got a 1 mile Euro chute for all the horses to train on. It's a half mile each way, It's perfect conditions to lay enough horses and calm them down and to get them right where they need to be. Every morning, we see a lot of the show horses out there. They warm the horses up on the Euro track. There's nothing to bother them, nothing for them to, you know, really get spooked at. And it's down to business when you go there. And then later in the morning, the standard bred people, they go out and they use the Euro track. And then late in the afternoon and evening, our riding horse people go out to the Euro track and they do the trail ride, just part of the trail ride that they do. And our trail rides are fantastic. And we've got over 2 miles, maybe 3 miles of trails in the Florida wilderness here that you can go down and you see all kinds of things. Here at the farm, you'll see alligators, you'll see giant birds of all breeds. You see anything. You would see me out here, you know, with them. But Sunshine Meadows is a great place. It's been here for a long time. Back in the early 70s, mid-70s, they built it. They've had quite a few standard bred champions out of here. Just recently, we had a mare called Atlanta. She won the $1 million Hamiltonian. And then here 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago now, we had another horse out here, Ramona Hill, that won the Hamiltonian. And we've had Breeders' Crown winners, and we've got Hall of Fame trainers out here, Hall of Fame drivers out here. And they all meet every Saturday morning at Tony Alanya's barn at Barn 12 on the deck. And the deck is, we have several of them here that on the outside of the track where you can sit and watch the horses train and see the drivers and get up close and personal with them. On the deck is syndicated a lot of horses. They bought a lot of horses every other day. Last season, they bought a horse named Maverick. And they bought him for $1 million. It's the most expensive standard bred horse ever sold. You know, so that's here at Sunshine Meadows. It's a beautiful place. We'd like for you to come out and see it. You'll be seeing videos on our website at Sunshine Meadows of what we do and how we do it here. Next month we have a horse show coming. It's put on by Terry Chill Farms, which is in Barn 1 here. They also have Florida Atlantic University equestrian team here. So, you know, it's quality riders, quality horses that we have here. And like I said, Sunshine Meadows has helped me out a tremendous amount here in the last few years of my horse career. And we're glad to have them on as a sponsor. And maybe we'll be able to talk to Brandon Mills, the general manager here, one of these days. We'll be able to talk to him and tell how he rebuilt the place. And it's amazing. He rebuilt the track. He did everything that he could possibly do here. And so now we're starting to see the success of his work that he's done. So that's Sunshine Meadows. And that's where we'll have flying turns will be coming from here. And starting next week, we'll be coming from here at Sunshine Meadows. Then we'll have the horse show next year, next month that we'll have here on Quest for Equine Gold. That's what we're going to have next week, and we'll have that on our website. And so we ask you to tune in and see that. So that's the first sponsor that we have, and it's going to be good. The second sponsor that we have is going to be Palm Beach Downs. Palm Beach Downs is a part of the Sunshine Meadows family. It's located also in Delray Beach, a couple of miles away from Sunshine Meadows in Delray Beach. Palm Beach Downs is one of the rivals of Palmetto's is Delray Beach, Boynton Beach, I should say. Palmetto's has 1,200 stalls and some of the best trainers in the world there. But at Palm Beach Downs, we've got about 160 stalls, and we got the best trainer in the world. We got Todd Pletcher. And Todd has won 2 derbies out of Palm Beach Downs with Always Dreaming and Super Saver. He also had many Breeders' Cup winners out of Palm Beach Downs. He had Williams Mapp that set the track record at Keeneland and won the Breeders' Cup Classic here a few years back. So, you know, that was an amazing run of horses that he's had. He's had 5 Florida Derby winners out of there. He's had a little bit of all kinds of success. Even a lot of his thoroughbreds have gone on to be good show horses, you know, over the past years and everything. And Palm Beach Sounds had a horse, first started off with a horse named Monarcos. And Monarcos is fantastic. He set the second fastest Derby record ever. In fact, tied Secretariat's Derby record. It was just unbelievable that they had. You know, it's not like it's just a new and up and coming place. This place has been here forever. And I worked there back in the 80s. But, you know, and they've been behind me a lot of things that I'm doing here in South Florida. And we have horses from all over the world. We got horses from everywhere. We're doing everything that we could possibly be doing, you know, at Palm Beach County. And then the third one that we have is Delray Equestrian. And Brandon's wife, Heather, she runs it. And it's one of the nicest places that you'll ever see. It's a show horse place, facility for riding. It's fantastic. If you want to get personal, up-close training, hands-on, you go right over to Delray Equestrian. And it's also within a couple miles of Sunshine Meadows that we have here. So we're picking up a lot of good, good sponsors here. Three facilities that we have here. If you want to buy a horse, we got all kinds of horses that are for sale here. They run from, some are free, and some are running $1 million. But, you know, we have the quality and we have the people, you know, that are here, you know, to do that. And I'm just excited about the place. Things are changing. You know, we're trying to do better here at the International Equine Network. We're trying to find some employees for the International Equine Network. We're looking for some on-air talent. We're looking for some technical people. And then we're looking for people that we can use as stringers that we can call in New York, or we could call in Kentucky or California, to call in and tell us, you know, what they have in their area. That's what we're trying to do with International Equine Network. We want to get local, and we want to get as many people as we can in. So if you've got any horse shows that you know about, races, sales, or anything, just let us know. And we'll work something out with it. But, you know, we are looking to hire, here with us. We're looking for advertising people. We're looking for marketing people. Now's the time to go big. You got to go big or go home. And so far, I think if we go big, it'll work for us. It won't be doing here. And then the other show that we have, which is a show that that I own myself, it's called Last Call. And we're broadcasting live equine auctions from around the world, all breeds, all disciplines. See the final bid live. Who will place the last call? Where will it come from? The internet? Will it be on the phone, or will it be somebody at the venue? That will be our last call. And that's for all breeds. If you go to our website, you'll find a sales calendar and catalogs that are available. And like right now, we have live auctions from being broadcast. So we would like for you to tune in to Last Call, and you can see these horses sell for $1 million, who the owners are, who the buyers are, you know, that type of thing. And it'll surprise you, you know, to who is in the horse business. I mean, it's one of the things where they get that kind of money for, to take it a shot, you know, at a horse that might not ever make a dime. You know, but it's the gamble. It's the gamble. And it's so my Last Call, it's really exciting because usually we have sales 24/7 on it from around the world. One of our European clients are 5-6 hours ahead of us. You know, you start getting over into Eastern Europe and you get into Asia, you look at, you know, 10-12 hours difference is what you're looking at, you know, Last Call. So we'd like for you to do that. But all in all, if you contact us here at International Equine Network, we can connect you with not only Sunshine Meadows, Del Rey, and Palm Beach Sound. We can connect you with, you know, farms in Kentucky, California, England, all throughout Europe, throughout Asia, is what we would like for you to, you know, take a look at. You know, so we're going to be that bus station. You can get on that bus or that plane, and you'll see what's going on everywhere. It's what we'd like to do with that. But that's in a nutshell. One of the other companies that we're starting to work with is a company called FarmVet. They have any and everything that you can imagine here. It's just unbelievable. If it's made for the horse, they have. You know, that's the long and short of that story. FarmVet, they're good people. Been talking to them, and I've used them for years. And they've done everything that I could ask them to do. No matter where you're at, they can get it to you. Another company that we're dealing a little bit with here and there is Creech Brothers Horse Transportation. Creech Brothers, basically, they do a lot of shipping out of our three facilities here in South Florida, Gulfstream, Belmont. They do show horses. They do riding horses, thoroughbreds, you name it, they do. They even do veterinary runs. If you need to get a horse or a vet, you know, you can call them. Creech Brothers are on our website. Another company that we really suggest that you go to is Hallway Feed. Hallway Feed feeds many, many, many champions. They're out of Lexington, Kentucky, and they ship all over the world. They got a great website you can go to and see how they make the feed, see who's selling it, who's buying it. You know, they're a fantastic company to work with. You know, everywhere I've been in my horse career, I've seen bags of Hallway Feed somewhere. You know, they're somewhere in a barn, no matter where I've been, you know, which is really good. But one of the things that's really important to the horsemen is where do they stay and where do they, how do they live? In the last 4 or 5 years, the RV industry has started working with horsemen to accommodate them for their living needs. With it being a gypsy-style life, you know, you might be at one track for 30 days or 2 weeks or, you know, maybe even just 2 or 3 days for the weekend. And so the Keystone Montana people, they have an RV for you. If they don't have an RV, they can build one for you to your specifications. You know, so that's really something that's taken the horse industry by storm. And what the good thing about it is you don't have to be a thoroughbred person. You don't have to be a show horse person, a polo person. All you have to do is be a person. You can get any kind of RV you want in Keystone, Montana. And so we suggest that you go to our website and click on the Keystone Montana and see just exactly what they have there. And the great thing about it is, for the horsemen, is you can keep the quality of your living just as if you're at home. The only thing they don't have is a swimming pool on those RVs. But they can get you close to a pool or to an ocean or to a lake or to a river in a Keystone Montana RV. So the thing that we're trying to get across to our listeners is that here at International Equine Network, we have a little bit of everything. And we'll be glad to direct you in the right direction. We'll be glad to answer any questions. And if we can't answer it, we'll put you in touch with somebody that can. And like with the Keystone Montana RV, you always worry about how are you going to stock that trailer, and how are you going to feed your crew or yourself. And that's why we hooked up with a company called Shipt.com, Shipt.com. And I've been using them for over a year now. And we're going to be giving away every month a one-year membership to Shipt.com. It's good anywhere in the United States. For example, here in South Florida, where I live, I use Shipt.com every Friday. I get my groceries. I go online, and I order any and everything I want out of Shipt.com. There's nothing that they can't deliver. And it's easy, simple. The prices are the same as they are in the store. The one-year membership covers all deliveries for that 1 year. And you can tip the ship driver on the internet. You can order anywhere, whatever you want to give, to whatever you don't want to give. You don't have to tip, but it's good that you do because they take good care of you. But it was interesting. I needed a microwave. Went out, at a bad time. Right on the weekend, it was Breeders' Cup weekend. And so I jumped online, got on the ship, and Target is one of the companies that ship works with. And at 10 o'clock that morning on Breeders' Cup Day, I ordered it. I had the microwave at my facility at noon. And that's what I like about it. You just tell them the time you want it. They show you the times that are available, which are pretty much 24/7, and I had it, and they delivered it right to the barn. And the great thing about it is that anything you order from Target, and here in South Florida, we have on our schedule here, we've got Target, we've got Costco, we've got CVS Pharmacy, we've got Winn-Dixie, we've got Publix, on here. We got Petco. So they, ship literally covers any and everything that you could possibly need. And in every area of the country, it's different. There's different stores. And up in the Lexington area, they got Myers. It's available to them up there. And they've got other ones that are already added to, the ship. But it's important to the horsemen. That you have access to things. Like I said, you don't have to leave the show grounds or the barn or the farm because it's brought right to you. So, again, I go back to International Equine Network. What we're trying to do here is make things available through our education and experience in the horse business to any and everybody that wants to come to our website. We've even got the horse motel on there. And it's interesting because if you go to the horse motel, they help you with overnight stable. So if you want to stay, in Nashville on your way to Chicago, you go to a horse motel, they'll tell you what horse motels are available. They give you all the information that you need to know. And it's just like, a person checking into a horse motel. And the great thing about horse motels is that you can pull your RV right along with it. And you can usually park your RV right there at the horse motel. And they're all over the world. They're all over this country. They're all over the world. And, you know, it's things like that that help over there. One of the other companies that we've been dealing with here is an auto rental company. It's car rental. And if you go and click onto their link to cars there, they can find you a car within 20 minutes of your house where you're at. They can finance you. They can do any and everything that you might need, you know, for that. So, you know, our website is growing, getting bigger. If you'd like to put something that you have, an equestrian company that you have, on there, just, you know, call us and let us know. Email us, let us know. Because that's what it's all about, is the putting together a massive amount of information that you can go to one site and get everything with here. Kind of like BBS Radio has helped us out so much. These guys there, if you go to their website, good gosh, there's not any kind of music you can't find on that station. And, or anywhere in the country, in the world. They're adding TV to what they're doing. But, you know, again, we're trying to associate International Equine Network with companies like a BDS, like a Creech Brothers, you know, like a Shift.com. You know, that's what we're trying to do, because the more items that we can take care of for our horsemen, the better off we are, you know, in the business. Business is hard enough as it is, but hopefully, you know, that's what we can do with it. And also, what we would like to see is a lot of local shows, local horse shows. You don't have to have 500 horses there. You don't have to have $1 million horses there. You know, we like the backyard kind of variety. And what we can do is we can come out to your facility, and we could interview you. We can tell everybody who you are, where you're at, what you're doing, that type of thing. And we don't charge anything for it, because here at International Equine Network, we're looking for content. So the more content and the more variety of content that we have here at IEN, the happier the sponsors will be. John Deere is a company we'll be working with. And let me tell you, the thing they like about what we're trying to do, and of course, you know, we're in the beginning stages here. It's all starting to, you know, grow. We serve the horsemen. And John Deere is in the business of selling weed eaters, tractors, all kinds of implements that service everybody. And that's what they like about what we do. We've got people that will buy a weed eater, and we got people that will buy the big tractor. We have the John Deere tractors here at Sunshine Meadows and all three of our facilities. And they're a good product. We also have the John Deere Gators to get all of our employees around the farm to do what they need to get done. And it's just amazing, you know, that we have potential sponsors like that with us, you know, that type of thing. And we'll always have on our website, like say for John Deere, for example, you'll have access to educational materials on, you know, what that tractor can do. If you got a problem with it, you know, and you go to that website and they help you with it and everything. So we're trying to figure it out. We're trying to look and see what we can do for everybody. And like now, I'm watching on IENTV.org. We're watching Max Player trained by Steve Ashmuse. You know, this horse really looks good. He's changed a lot in the last 30 days. He's got a mature weight to him. He gallops with authority. You know, he's got it going on. And I tell you, if you go to our website and take a look at these morning works, they'll take you right up to Kentucky Oaks and Kentucky Derby, and you can see them.
And the great thing about it is you can go online and you can do the live chat. You can do the live chat. I tell you, I liked it. I like this morning work. And we're going to continue right on through with the morning works, even when we go to Pimlico for the Preakness, which will be in 3 weeks. We'll have the Preakness in just Bob can do his thing all the way through. We might have the another Triple Crown one. That's very well could be because he's training well. He came out of all of these races very well. So we'll have to see and see who can make a run at him. But this next 10 days is going to be important for those morning works and see who's going to do what. You might find a surprise that'll come out there. That's why people are watching Dr. Post for Todd Pletcher. Dr. Post is he's starting to look good. What horse will show up? We don't know. We've got no idea on Dr. Post. We're talking about the favorite just of all. On August 23rd, he had a brilliant 5-furlong breeze at 59-2 on August 23rd. He's just doing everything right. The races that he's been in every 2 or 3 weeks haven't beat him up. He's recovered. Barkley Tag's got him, back from every race very well. But there are a few kinks in his arm. The only obvious one is being his lone defeat at came at Churchill Downs. And, it was an off track. He got bottled up on the trip. And so maybe, that had something to do with it. But, you never do know. And he was young, and that's one of his first races that he had. We'll have to keep an eye out on that. But if you go to the website every morning, you can see all these horses gallop out on the horse. And it's really entertaining because they have good commentary from all the people in Churchill. You could join into the conversation. You can do a live chat online. It's really good. It's really good. But I tell you, that Derby Dozen that we're looking at, man, I tell you, it's gonna be a monster of a race. And I would say, I watch these guys work every morning. I would say that if they keep on the schedule that they're on now, if we can get a good weather day, not too hot, not too cool, no rain, get a good fast track, it could be open to any of them could do, because they're all coming right along. It'll blow your mind when you see them, and especially for the horsemen that know the business. You'll kind of see what they're doing there at Churchill. Some of them are bucking and kicking and jumping. The weather's been hot there. It's been real hot. So I say tune in. Go there now. You're seeing. You can go to our website now and see the works that happened this morning. It'll be rolling over and over and over again all day and tonight until tomorrow morning. But you can see these Derby horses. Working in the morning. It's an hour-long show, and it's got good commentary with it. So take a look at that. The other thing that we need to talk about at Churchill is yesterday we found out that Churchill Downs had 47 new COVID cases. 47 new cases here at Churchill. And so we're trying to figure out, what the deal is. Why has it started, all of a sudden now at Churchill? Why is it doing what it's doing? That's the question. you know, when you get 47 cases that pop up all at once, it kind of makes you wonder, you know, where's the kink in the armor? How do we stop it? Is it spread? And then the bad thing about it is we've got a lot of these people that have the case or tested positive for it are going to be going out to different tracks when they leave Churchill. Some will go to Arlington. Some will go back to California. Some will come here to Florida. Some will move on and go on to you know, Pimlico and Baltimore. And so, you know, a lot of people from all over. Even some go to Canada. You know, we'll be coming out of Canada. But I'm telling you, it's always something, you know, in the horse business. You don't know what to do or where to go with. And so, but let's get back to the Kentucky Derby. The Kentucky Derby is a week from this coming Saturday, out of the week from tomorrow, and everything. And we'd like to find out what you guys are going to be doing for the Derby. Email us or call us and let us know what's going on, what you're doing. Our phone number, IEN, is 561-466-1272. That's 561-466-1272. And anybody that calls, the first person that calls us starting tomorrow, we will give away a free ship.com membership to have your groceries delivered. That'll be the first one that calls us tomorrow. Our hours are from 7 to 7, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to noon on Saturdays, and we're off on Sundays at IEM. So that's our schedule. And you can do that. You can win yourself a free membership no matter where you're at here in the country. You can do that. So that's what we're trying to do. The Derby's coming up. I'd like to see what kind of party you're going to have, kind of Derby party you're going to have. Is it going to be all food and all drinks? Is it going to be gambling? Is it going to be experts there? Or is it just going to be having a good time? Or, you know, are you actually going to be in Kentucky? Or, you know, just what's going to happen with it? You know, with the Derby. And it's still not too late to order any Derby duns that you'd like to get from Caulfield Novelty Store in Louisville, Kentucky. They've got fantastic Derby items. You know, they've got hats and paper plates and you name it, they've got it. That's another people that we deal with. In fact, I get all my Derby glasses, glassware, and my Preakness and Belmont Breeders' Cup glasses for the last 20 years. From Caulfield in Louisville, Kentucky. Caulfield Novelty in Louisville, Kentucky. I've got all my Derby glasses. They go back 20 years plus. The only bad thing about it is if you don't get the mint julep with your Derby glasses. You don't get the Preakness punch, you know, with them. But then they can FedEx them to you, and it's good to have the original souvenir. You know, from Churchill, Pimlico, from the Breeders' Cup, and they're very inexpensive. And so those are the kind of, another person that we're dealing with that can take care of all your, you know, equine needs for partying and entertaining, you know, with that type of thing. But the Derby and the Kentucky Oaks will be all broadcast live on NBC. So you'll have to tune into NBC or IEMTV.org again to find out how to get to those shows and how to. You can even watch them on our network here. In fact, we got live racing from Saratoga right now that's playing on our website. But the whole thing that we're trying to do, and I think we're going to have success for it. Is we're trying to get everybody in touch with the horse industry. You don't have to be a horseman and know a lot about horses because it's entertaining, you know, that we have there. In fact, I tell you what, the starting gate one that we're running this week about how horses go into the starting gate is great. You know, you can see what it's like to come out of that gate on top of a horse, as they go in, and all the things that they go through. You know, so that's really, really good. And then next week, we're going to have how the horses ship. We're going to have how they ship on the vans, how they get from the farm to the track, how they get from New York to California. We're going to show some video of the horses flying. And what's really great about it is you'll get to see me. You'll get to see me. I flew with Instone Air Services, and I was flying to Asia and to Europe. And it was very, a very good job. I got to travel, got paid to travel, got to see a lot of foreign countries, meet a lot of people. But it's amazing how, you know, you can take an animal that size and place him in a container, in a stall, an air stall, or an air stable, as we call them. And you've got water, you've got hay, you've got a tendon, you got a groom there with them, and they travel just like it's nothing. You know, and it doesn't bother them. Some get upset, you know, but we're trained to take care of them when that happens and other things. So that's good. And then the documentary that we're working on right now is called How They Get There, the 2021 Kentucky Derby. It's all about how horses get there, and what I'm doing in that is we're going to actually follow a horse to the Kentucky Derby. And the opening scene that we have is really keep you locked on this documentary for an hour. We pull into a farm, and when we get up to the farm in our 18-wheeler to take the horse to the Kentucky Derby, a little kid will run out of the barn and said, "Are you taking our horse to the Derby?" And the driver says, "Yes, we are." And the little kid says, "How did they get there?" And so then we go into, you know, to all of the different things that go into how a horse gets to the Derby. For example, we're going to show the horse loading onto the van, and we're going to have a camera on the horse's halter, so you see how what the horse sees riding down the road, you know, as he's going to Churchill Downs. You'll see it from the horse's eye. And then when he gets to Churchill Downs, he comes off of the van, he takes a look around, he sees all the people, the photographers, the fans, he sees everybody, and then he sees the twin spires at Churchill. And that's part of how they get there. And all during the video documentary, we're going to show, like, Steve Norman, which is on our website today. He's our equestrian of the week. Steve Norman is one of the best blacksmiths, if not the best blacksmiths in the world. Steve travels all over. He shod many a Derby horses and a lot of winners. He does corrective shoeing, and he'll do any horses from foals all the way up to old horses, you know, that have retired. And he explains to you what he's doing and how he's doing it, and you can see that, you know. So that's on how they get there. So you don't have to be a horseman to watch this, because it's going to be entertaining. You know, it's going to be very entertaining. We're going to show you how horses are named. How, after the horses are foaled, the process that you have to go through to name a horse. You know, it involves usually the owners and the trainers and, you know, sometimes the grooms. And, you know, it's a big involvement. A lot of things that you have to go through with the jockey clubs, you know, to name the horse. And submit them for that. So that's going to be one of the things that we did. We're going to, and how they get there, show you how they're fed. You know, what most people think, they just get oats and, you know, barley and oats and wheat, and just oats. And, you know, that's not the case. Companies like Hallway Feed, they can make anything you want. in feed-wise. All you've got to do is sit down with them and tell them what you're looking for and, you know, what you would like to see, and they will do it for you. So we'll see that. We'll see how saddles are made, how bridles are made. A term that we use in the horse business is called breaking a horse. And when you break a horse, you pull them in, usually in their yearling year, and you start getting them used to bits and bridles. You'll put a saddle on. When they get into their two-year-old year, you actually put riders up on them. And it's quite a process. You know, this is something they've never had before. It's interesting to see the bucking and the jumping. And there's some that, you know, they just take to it like it's nothing. And they go on with it. And so, you know, that's one of the things that we're going to do. We're going to have a veterinarian that we'll interview. And he's going to talk about, you know, what they have to do to the horses, keep them healthy. We'll show the different procedures that have been used, you know, to help horses, have a better life. He might have an eye issue, and we have optometrists, veterinarians that can operate on the eye. They can do that. We have that. That's really a good segment in the show. Then we follow the owners. What makes an owner buy a horse at the sales? He goes to the sales, buy horses. And, you know, does he make up his own mind? Does he consult with the trainer, the farm manager, jockeys? It's a process, you just don't go in and buy a horse, that type of thing. So, we're going to show you the racetracks that they go to, on how they get there, what leads up to the Kentucky Derby. Why did, the trainer decide to go to, Florida, Louisiana, and California, in order to get the Churchill Downs? Why those races? Why did he stay in Arkansas, all winter long and race in Arkansas to go to Churchill? Why didn't he go to various tracks across the country? Those are the kind of interviews that we're going to be doing on how they get there and all. So we'll take you from the time that the owner decides to buy a horse, get a trainer, when he decides to point the horse towards the Derby. I'm going to show you how they get there. And it's going to be an interesting documentary, I hope, because you're going to be right there with them. And especially when we use a lot of the mini cams on the horses, halters, it's going to show you what they see coming out. When they've never seen a horse land, they've never seen a horse point, they've never seen Churchill down. You're going to see it right through their eyes. Those are just a lot of things that I rambled on enough for today, I guess. I'd like to see or hear from our listeners, if we have any, if I have any out there, to get the ship membership when they call tomorrow. First one that calls me, 561-466-1272. We'll give them a free membership for a year, and they can do that. And then we'll answer any other questions that they have. All I can say is stick in there with me. Go see a horse event. Go to our website. Do something with the horse. Get your family out. Get them involved. That's what we're trying to do. So if you guys can participate with us, give us your input, we'd love to hear from you. So join us next week on International Equine Network on bbsradio.com at 1 o'clock for the International Equine Network.